How are you doing?
I'm good.
See, I already took my green screen down and everything because I didn't even think of it, and I finally got it back. Go ahead.
You have a hurricane?
Yeah, it's a hurricane right now. It was
Is that exciting? I've never had a hurricane here.
It's not fun, especially living in Florida. It's bad. Ooh, I think a transformer just exploded out there. So I don't even know how long I'm gonna even be able to like do this. So like man, that's some bad thunder. But if something does end up happening and we get cut off, that's it. But it's actually getting pretty bad out there right now. But Erska, how are things over there? You guys don't get hurricanes where you're at, right?
We don't, and for whatever reason, I really want to experience one someday. I don't know. I feel like I would find them exciting. Are you at home? You look like you're in jail.
Yeah, I could. I mean, I've been. I got pulled over on a suspended license one time. They threw me in the crazy unit with a lot of people. But Erska, before we get into the show and everything, tell my audience a little bit about yourself, how they can check you out and stuff.
Oh, we're live? Okay.
Yeah, no, we're definitely live. We're definitely live.
Fair enough. I have a YouTube channel. It's called Captainese, CAPTAINESE, or something like that. And I have a Spotify, and then that's pretty much it. Yeah. So you guys can check me out there.
I was checking out some of your social media and stuff, and like I saw you were doing like some MMA type stuff. Fighting and everything.
MMA and boxing, but nothing too serious, just recreational, you know.
Okay. So but like would you like want to fight somebody in a competitive match? Like, have you ever thought about that? Like, have you ever been in a fight before?
Yes, I have been in a fight, but not outside of the ring, because then I get excluded from the gym. Like, as soon as there's some trouble outside, you get kicked out. So I figured it's not worth it.
So did you ever have to stand up for yourself growing up? By the way, where are you located? Tell my audience where you're at.
Okay, so I'm from Slovenia. That's a really small country. Nobody knows about it. I might as well be from Narnia. But it's near Italy. Yeah, and it's a really small country. And no, I've never had to stand up for myself because, you know, growing up, I was pretty much addicted to video games, so I didn't socialize. Mm-hmm. So I lost all my friends, which is great. I mean, it's not great, but I didn't have to fight. So yeah, I never had to stand up for myself.
What type of games are you gaming? What type of gamer are you?
It was mostly The Sims.
Yeah.
But I was also playing Spider-Man and Fortnite and stuff like that. Yeah.
Did you ever get into Minecraft? No, never Minecraft or anything?
I did get into it a little bit. I mean, I got into everything. Mm-hmm. But mostly The Sims.
So how old are you, Erska? I know you should never ask. 27. All right. Yeah. So 27... I would think that you would be like a big catch in Slovenia, like that, you know, like the guys that got to be lining up and stuff. What is dating like in Slovenia? Like, does a guy have to come and meet your parents and stuff? You know, like, is there like rules or is the culture any different or is it just basically the same as it is in America?
We're just gold diggers. We just like men with money. No, I'm kidding. I wouldn't know, you know, I'm pretty asocial, to be completely honest with you. So I spend most of my time alone. Like, for example, during the coronavirus, I was alone for 3 months. I didn't see a person. Yeah.
It didn't bother you then. Like the pandemic was like suited you quite fine then, right?
I was low key excited when all this shit happened. I was like, wow, where's this going?
But I mean,
I'm not hanging out with people that much. So.
Well, but I mean, 27 though. Like, any serious relationships in your life?
I did have a serious relationship. Yeah, it was a good one. I had it for like 4 years, five years. So yeah, that was.
So why? So was I recent? Is that something that like happen recently or
that
no?
That was from the age of 17 till the age of 22.
Yeah, did you were ever like, oh yeah, this is gonna be the person I'm gonna be with the rest of my life? No.
No.
No? Nah. Nah. So no. Say you're out at a place. I mean, you already said you're kind of antisocial and stuff. I mean,
honestly, I just came back from a nightclub now.
Oh, you did?
All right. And I went out alone. That's not weird, right?
No, I mean, do you got to worry about, you know, being a 27-year-old woman in Slovenia? Do you got to worry about, you know, maybe being kidnapped or is any of that stuff happened? No.
It's the city where I'm from. This is the safest place ever. You can walk around at 2 a.m. anywhere, seriously anywhere, and nothing's gonna happen. It's cool. So I went out alone, and it was no problems at all. I didn't get drunk. I just got one drink, and that was it. You know. And
what does Erska drink when she goes out?
I had there's this drink that we do here. It's called coconut shot.
All right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's alcoholic, obviously, but it's not, you know, it's sweet. So if you drink a couple, you're not going to feel it at first, but then afterwards it's going to come after you. You know what I mean?
So coconut, but what type of alcohol is in it?
I couldn't tell you, honestly. I just drink it. I don't know what I'm drinking.
So what are some of the things in your country, Slovenia? Like, what are some of the things, the big topics and stuff like that, that you're dealing with in your country right now? Like,
I have to be honest. This is one of the most safest countries in the world, but also one of the most boring countries in the world.
Yeah.
It's a great place to retire because we have a lot of green stuff. We have a lot of forests, a lot of nature, a lot of parks. So it's pretty cool. But it's boring, and we don't have as many cool topics as you guys there in the United States. No.
Guns. You guys got guns in there? No, no guns.
No.
Yeah. Have you ever shot? Like, have you ever gone out, done shooting?
I go to the shooting range every week.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
So
I have a license for Magnum and Beretta.
Oh, there you go.
And I love it.
So, all right. So in your country, when they look at Americans and stuff, like what is the stereotypes? Because like, you know, you go from country to country and you're looking at Americans. What do most people in your country think about Americans?
Most of us are concerned that America is going towards socialism and communism.
Mm-hmm.
Which, to be quite honest, I'm concerned as well. Not as concerned about as I am for Canada, but, you know, you guys are going there. Let's be honest. You guys are, you know, shifting a little bit.
Yeah, so and you think we're becoming socialists then here in the United States. So
A little bit. So, I'm not going to criticize you, okay? It's none of my business.
No. I don't support any of the politicians here in this country and stuff. I hate all of them. I think they're pieces of crap. But socialism, I take it you're probably people in your country aren't fans of Biden and stuff. I could probably hear that. No, they don't.
No, we're definitely not big fans of Biden.
No. What about Trump? You guys in Slovenia like Trump?
A couple of them like Trump. I myself, I'm not a big fan of Trump either.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but at least he's not sleeping. You know what I mean? At least he's awake.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So have you've been to America though, haven't you?
That's right. I've been to New York. I love New York. I've been to Los Angeles. I hated Los Angeles. I never been to Florida though. Florida is on my list now.
Yeah, I mean they're trying to say that our governor here in the state of Florida is going to be the president one day, and I could easily see it happening.
Well,
I could easily, you know, like he's I think he'd be right up your alley and stuff. You know, he's done a great job with this hurricane.
What was it like during the coronavirus in Florida? Were you guys open or closed?
Well, I mean, at first we were kind of close down, but our governor just let it eat. Like, he was like, we don't want people wearing masks. He just said, you know, I want it to be open. He was like, our governor was just wanting it. He was like, you shouldn't be forced to be vaccinated. You should be able to do whatever you want to do. We're not doing any of this shutdown. We're going to be open. We're not closing businesses or anything like that. Let people go out and do whatever they want to do. So, I mean, yeah, Florida, you know, per usual, Florida just, we don't give a fuck in Florida. That's just the way that it's always been. Like, Florida is, I mean, if our governor wanted, there would have never been any shutdowns. There would have been no, you have to get vaccinated, or he just was like, no, we're going to stay open. We're not doing any of that stuff.
Good. Well, I'd vote him for president just because of that.
All right. So, a listener, Vulture, actually, he's my producer. He says, run the numbers. It's something from my old radio show. Run the numbers. People are wanting to know what your measurements are, because a lot of people are like, they're looking at you. They're a bunch of horny Americans and stuff, and they're like, they're wanting to know the numbers.
I thought someone was trying to fight me, and they were asking for my reason.
Not your reason. Why are you wanting to fight everybody?
I was like, oh shit.
How tall of a person are you?
Okay, let's see. Measures. See, because I have to convert everything now from...
Oh, yeah, but, well, I mean, because you got to remember, you guys are all different than... Well, no, I think America is the only one that does feet and, like, inches and stuff, so...
Yeah, you guys are hella weird. I'm not going to lie. So, I'm 5'7".
Mm-hmm.
That's 170 centimeters. I have 125 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea about my measures, but what type of audience do you have? Do you have any young men? Can you like hook me up?
Yes, yeah. Would you be okay, like, if we did like a Slovenia American dating game, and we could get you a green card, you know, a work visa. You could like automatically move here to the United States and get you married. Off to, you know, for a little bit of time. I don't even know what the rules are.
I'm single, and my age range is anywhere from 18. I have to go to 18 because with 17, I'm already one foot in jail.
Mm.
To 45. Why not?
Yeah. Oh, so 45. Yeah. Mr. Matt 28 says girl is cute.
And I also need a man who understands that I'm single.
Okay. So, all right. Hold on. Let me see this. She can come live at my place, Tuds, rolling on the floor, laughing. She could easily. So, you know what? I mean, we're opening up Pandora's box here, because a lot of these guys are going to be like, all right, let's get this done. Can people follow you on social media, your Instagram or whatever? Can people follow you?
Okay, so I'm just going to say, okay, so if you're male, okay, from 18 to 42, and you look cool, okay, just give me 30 seconds, let me just say, and you look cool, and you look nice, and you have a nice body and a nice face, add me on Instagram, Captainese, and Oh, that was awkward.
No, it was not awkward. Listen, as a woman, if you're attractive, you don't have to. You can be awkward all you want to. How about older men? Say 42, soon 43 in November. Nah, shut up, Vulture. He was talking about me. That's what he was saying. So,
Are you still single?
Yeah, I am. I was married. I was married. I got divorced in 2014. So, there's that. And then you had all this stuff happen here in America. Not a lot of people are going out and dating and stuff. But
social media and stuff is ruining the dating pool.
Yeah, it is. It really, really is. So, the hurricane's happening. So, what would people not know about Slovenia? Where you're at? Where? So you say it's next to Italy, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And yep. So, like, all right, here, let's What is something that your country does that no other country does? Like, you know, here in America, everybody thinks we love guns, we love shooting people, and all that stuff. What would be the stereotypes of Slovenians?
Yeah, the stereotypes would be all true, by the way. People are pretty jealous. When you know, when someone has something, then you have to have it as well. A lot of people are like that, I'm not gonna lie. And also, we have a lot of stigmas, right? So it's a stigma if you are gay, lesbian.
Yeah.
A little bit of a stigma. It's a stigma if you go out to the nightclub alone, for example, you know me.
Oh, you just did that. So they were looking at you. They're like, look at Captain Ease. That's such a stigma.
I'm done listing imaginary friends when someone asks me, who are you here with? I'm just telling them, you know, I'm alone. And this is really not the time for a therapy session. You know, I'm not depressed or anything. I'm just enjoying the music, you know? And for whatever reason, people see it normal when you're at a park alone, when you're in a library alone. But as soon as you're at a nightclub alone, okay, now there's a problem.
Yeah, they're like, oh, why doesn't she have a man with her? Like, why is she all by herself?
I don't know. Maybe I just look creepy like that.
Whatever. What is it about European women, though? European women, you know, here in America, we were like, oh, man, why are all European women just, like, hot? Blonde hair, they just have all their stuff together. And then us as Americans, we're like, women in the South, or they're big, they got about, curves.
Yeah, I think you.
Oh, I lost connection. Can you hear me now? I lost connection there a little bit.
You did. You froze.
Yeah, I did.
I like ice cream. Yeah. You know, we don't need that much junk food.
Mm-hmm.
No, we don't.
What is Slovenia food? Like, if I was to talk to you and be like, oh, what is the food that...
Yeah, it's bullshit. I don't like it.
Well, what is it? Like, what if you had to say one food that represents Slovenia, what would it be?
It would be a sausage.
A sausage, for real? Like Germany, kind of?
Yes. Yes, it will be a sausage, yeah.
What do you guys put on, like, do you guys put it in a bun? Do you eat it on a bun, or like...
No. It's just a simple sausage, and then we eat some bread with it and some tomatoes. It's really not all that, to be completely honest. Like, you don't go to Slovenia for food, you know? Like, you don't go there for nightclubs. Go to Slovenia to retire, and that's about it.
Okay, so you were there. I mean, you were obviously born and raised there. Has your family always been in Slovenia?
Yeah, everyone.
Yeah. Only child?
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't have... See, you would think that somebody in Slovenia, it would be like a family of like 8 girls, and then the father is just trying to marry them off to like certain people and stuff. Like,
I mean, we are modernized now a little bit. You know, it's not like we're from some era of the past. But I mean, yeah, we're lagging a little bit, I guess. But and we're a little bit more traditional than United States, I believe. But it's not that horrible, I guess. And not having any siblings was just suitable because, you know, I was addicted to video games. I wouldn't even, you know, if I had siblings, I probably wouldn't even notice them.
Somebody, Mr. Met 28, once again, wants to know, what is her Instagram name?
Captain Ease. CAPTAINESE.
Yeah, and we talked about this when I was on your show. Is that available if people want to check out when I was a guest on your show? Is it available yet? Oh, yeah.
That's coming out on Friday.
Okay, so the interview that I did with you being on your show, I was a guest on your show. It'll be available on Friday, and that'll be on Friday. Spotify, correct?
Yes. By the way, guys, that was one heck of an interview. I think we did a great job. We were both very honest. And I think everyone, if you want to hear us offend everybody in the world, just to check out that podcast, and you'll satisfy your needs.
All right. So what is the main religion over in Slovenia?
Christianity.
Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have the same problems we have here in the United States?
What problems do you have?
Being divided, racism, any of that stuff. Do you guys get that? Is there we've been having a little bit of problem here. Is that something you guys deal with in Slovenia?
Yeah. See, we have like zero black people, so we cannot even be racist. And we have very few Muslims here.
Yeah.
So we don't have those type of problems, you know, when all people are the same religion, same race and everything. But you know, you got to find something to divide community. So we picked gays.
Oh, so if you're homosexual in Slovenia, that's like, yeah, they that's not accepted very well in your country.
Yeah. Unless you are a man. You are bisexual, then you're going to get a lot of creepy women who are going to get hella excited about you.
Whoa. Wait. How is that? Like, so Slovenian women are attracted to bisexual men for some reason, or no?
We don't hate them, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm. I mean, here in this country, there's a lot of women that take a lot of pride in, you know. And I got to be careful about, you know, because I don't want to get kicked off of Twitch or any of my other places. But, like, some women do, like, think it's like a conquest if they were able to hook up with a guy that might be bisexual or might like the same sex. Because they're like, oh, man, my stuff is so good that I was able to get him to turn.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, my personal belief, I was just talking to a sex therapist and he said that the proportion of men who are actually bisexual is a lot greater than we believe it is.
Yeah.
Which was very shocking because I didn't think that was the case, but it is the case. In Slovenia, you know, if you're gay, you're not going to be as well accepted as if you're a bisexual. But if you're bisexual, it would be preposterous to believe that you're not going to be welcomed. And I don't know what the word preposterous means, but I feel like it's, you know, it fits in this situation here. But yeah, we like bisexual men. I'm not going to lie. Wow. It is what it is.
Who's the most interesting person you've spoke to on your show?
Oh, that's a great question. The most interesting person. I'm going to have to think for a second here.
Or who was the one that was more the most shocking, or the one that was just the most taboo person, like taboo subject that you talked about?
Taboo person was definitely somebody who I am bringing, whose episode is going to be on Monday. So that was the one. But apart from that, it was another person, Eric Brazo. I'm not sure if I should mention him. Maybe I shouldn't do that. But, well, I did. Eric Brazo. And he is studying Islam and extremism and roles of women in Islam. And he has a very different way of approaching everything. And I thought I knew Sharia law in Islam up until I talked to him, because he just put it in a whole different perspective. And I was like, what the fuck? So that was the most interesting conversation up until now.
Would you ever go to a Muslim country, Middle Eastern country? Would you ever want to go visit?
The way I behave in a foreign country, no. Because I'd probably
You think
be
it would get you in trouble?
Yeah. I'm not putting anything on my head, I tell you that much.
Well, I mean, they're having all the protests in Iran right now because of the woman that ended up dying because she didn't, have her head covered up and stuff.
And as soon as that happened, Eric wrote me and he said, we have to talk about this. I want to put it online. And I said, okay, we're doing an episode tomorrow. So I'm getting information firsthand.
Has there ever been anything that you've talked about on your show that has gotten you hate? Like, people are like, I can't believe you had this opinion, or I can't believe you had this person on.
That's coming. It's coming. I'm not big enough quite yet for that to happen, but I'm ready. I'm ready. I just talked to someone who does these gender pronouns, and we disagreed on every single level, on multiple levels we disagree. There was nothing we agreed upon. And that was Angel, who identifies as they, whatever that means. But however, I feel like, you know, when you disagree with someone so deeply, you need humor in your discussion, because otherwise it's going to go south. And this is something that I want to tell Americans, because you guys seem to be more and more divided throughout the years, and especially during the last year or so. I mean, after pandemic, everyone is a lot more anxious and divided and impatient. But in America, you guys should, whenever you discuss with people who disagree with you, be it political or any other topic, you should incorporate humor into your conversation. Like, humor is going to save you. So when you block comedians, you're not doing yourself any favor. It's a fatal move. So when all these conversations were happening with these people that I disagreed with, we both hold a sense of humor, and that made everyone a lot more comfortable and a lot more defensive. You know what I mean? A lot less defensive.
Yep.
And yes, and more chilled and relaxed. So we were able to have a decent conversation that was very productive, but we both disagreed, but we incorporated humor. So that's the recipe, you know, for talking to people you don't agree with.
No, I completely agree with you, but then, you know, on the other hand, you do that. I mean, they just love canceling people, the cancel culture, you know. I mean, it does happen all the time, but, you know, like, I do agree with you. I don't get offended by stuff. I don't think it's possible to offend me. Is it you? Is it possible to offend Urska?
I don't know. I haven't been offended yet. But, you know, as I said, I don't hang out with people.
Why do you think you're as antisocial as you are?
I mean, it's, you know, okay. So I see
what happened to you? What happened to you to make you antisocial?
Video games. Before I got addicted to video games, I had friends and stuff. I had a normal social life. Then I got addicted, and I was playing up to 23 hours a day at my lowest point. Not too proud of that. And then after that, you know, when you're addicted to something, your social life just starts plummeting, because addiction takes away everything, right? It becomes your friend, your lover, your everything you need, right? And everything is just... everything goes away and your productivity drops like an album. And after that, I had no friends. And then I got out of my addiction, but my social life was still pretty much non-existent. And now I have two friends, but I hang out with them maybe once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks. So other than that, I'm pretty much alone. All my activities are solo.
But I mean... would you consider yourself a person that has an addictive personality, though?
Not anymore.
My buddy that I used to work in radio with, Cousin Scott, he says, you two work well together.
Hell yeah, we're the best team out there.
But Urska, though, so... you were addicted to video games and stuff. Have there ever been any other addictions, like working out, getting addicted to working out too much? I know that's a weird one to say, but like taking care of yourself, you said you went out and had some drinks tonight and stuff. Have there been any other addictive things that have happened in your life, or like you're addicted, or like, are you a hoarder or something? Like, if you turn the camera around, would we see a big pile of junk behind the camera?
Honestly, there's very little things in my place. When people visit, which is rarely, they look, first thing they do is they look around and they're like, where's all the stuff? And I'm like, what stuff? I have everything I need. I'm a minimalist. I have a rule. If there's something that I haven't been using for 2 months, I throw it away, which recently backfired because I do need winter clothing, right? But If I don't use something, I throw it away. So there's not a lot of things going on here.
All right. All right. See, yeah. you're a tough nut to crack here. Like, I, you know, talking to you, I'm trying to, like, ask you a question, like a gotcha question, like, you know.
But I'm not addicted to anything else. I'm not an alcoholic.
No.
I do plan on taking psychedelics.
Have you ever taken psychedelics before?
No. And they're illegal here. The fine is 700 euros.
Wait, it is?
Exactly. Yes. Which is the price for a plane ticket to Amsterdam. So guess what I'm doing?
Going to Amsterdam.
And I can't wait. Yeah, fuck yeah.
But so, you know, I've been reading a lot about how microdosing on psychedelics is good for anxiety, depression. I hear that it's working wonders. You know, I have a hard time believing that it should be against the law to take something that comes naturally out of the ground. You know, like mushrooms or any of that stuff. Marijuana. I mean, we're gonna see national recreational marijuana here in the United States before it's said and done. But it's taken a while because the pharmaceutical companies don't want that to happen because they're gonna lose money and stuff. I mean, I think it's great that you're wanting to try it, but 700 euros to if you get caught taking psychedelics, that's absurd.
Fuck it, I'm going to Amsterdam. One, if it's done right, one good session with entheogens can be as effective as 12 years or more of traditional psychotherapy. Psychology without psychedelics is like biology without the microscope.
What do you know about DMT or whatever? You ever read up anything about that? No, I mean, that's another psychedelic that they say it's like, if you're not religious, it's almost like you find out the true meaning of life when you take this. No, I'm being dead ass serious. Like everybody has said, like it is a very religious experience, even if you're not religious.
My friend told me that when he had experience with mushrooms, he actually saw himself die. So he saw himself getting out of his body and he was looking down as if it was another person laying on the bed and it was actually him. And he said that he's been more depressed ever since.
Somebody asked, you know, there's certain toads that you can lick that will get you high as well too. Like licking a frog. Really? Yeah.
Ooh. Well, that doesn't sound too exciting. I'll just stick to mushrooms. Okay.
Yeah. My friend Colton, he says, oh, yeah, that sounds fun.
Fuck yeah. And my friend, another friend, actually got off cocaine after psychedelics. Ever since he took psychedelics, he didn't want to take cocaine anymore. He felt disgusted with himself.
Cocaine, a big drug in Slovenia?
Cocaine?
Yeah.
No. We're not big on drugs either.
Come on, no, you guys Europeans have those party drugs. You guys are like ecstasy or like all that stuff, like the party drugs.
Not a lot, really. No. As I said, we are definitely boring. Definitely one of the most boring countries out there. I'm really not doing a good PR here.
No, I don't believe that. I really don't believe that. Like you're kind of downplaying Slovenia, just where like. It's like it's almost like you're trying to keep a secret in Slovenia, like that we don't come there. You're kind of downplaying the country so a bunch of stupid Americans don't come to Slovenia and stuff and, you know, screw up the place. Because here in Florida, that's all we get. We get Europeans, especially the British. We get all types of Brits that come to Central Florida. They want to go to Epcot. They want to go to Disney. They want to go to Universal. They want to go to Busch Gardens. So I kind of feel like you're trying to like throw us off. Like, don't come to Slovenia.
Nah, just stay there. Y'all don't need to come with your woke shit.
No, so you're calling us woke?
No, you're not woke.
No, but I mean, back to our governor. I was talking about our governor earlier. You know, he passed a bill, the Stop Woke Act.
Stop Woke Act.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. Our governor created that bill and it passed. It was about, you know, making, you know, people getting offended or like, you know, some of the stuff that's taught in books and everything. So we did. Like, I when I was on your show last week or a couple of weeks ago, you brought up woke, and they did. They started a bill here in the state of Florida called the Stop Woke Act.
Good. Because, you know, when it comes to offensiveness, the worst thing about it is that who determines what is offensive? Well, the one who was being offended. Now, that's a problem. And if that doesn't concern people, then they haven't heard it correctly. Because that's the root of all problems here.
Out of all the things you believe, out of all the things that you support, what's the one of those that offends the most people, that offends the woke people?
I'm not going to use any pronouns. But there's male and there's female. There's he and there's a she. Mm-hmm. You can transit. I mean, you can become a she if you were born a he, but you have to cut something off.
Oh,
you catch my drift.
No, I agree. No. So I've had that, like,
you had it cut off?
No. What I'm saying is I've talked about that though, is like, all right, if somebody gets it cut off, you know they banana split it, right? You know what they do, like, because I knew this plastic surgeon. He's one of the best plastic surgeons in Tampa. Like, he gives the best boob jobs, like breast jobs. He creates them, and he has a saying: it's easier to make a hole than it is to make a pole. Yep. You know, so so what they basically do is they cut it right down the middle and they fold it in. That's how they make from a man to a woman. They cut it right down the middle and they fold it in.
Look, if you as a man are willing to do that, then
you deserve it.
I believe you. I'm going to call you a she. Okay. I believe that you really want to be a woman. And that's fine. That's fine.
What one of the things that has been talked about here a lot in the United States is I don't even know how to describe it without offending people, but it was a trans woman, so man going into woman, had banana split, like I was talking about, but was competing in female swimming and won a bunch of national championships. And a lot of people thought that it was unfair to women that were competing in the women's division. Like, what are your thoughts on that?
It kind of hits home because I have a huge amount of testosterone naturally. I was born like that.
Really?
And as a kid, I was in athletics, and they wouldn't allow me to compete. I was born a female. I've never taken any hormones, but the natural levels are a little bit fucked up, so I wasn't allowed to compete. And now, hearing trans women competing, and I'm not allowed to compete, that, you know, it cuts a little bit, I'm not gonna lie. But okay, I'm not gonna get personal. Anyway, what I believe should happen is, if they want to let trans women compete, then they should allow steroids, because it's an unfair advantage. I'm not saying that every trans woman is going to win female sports. Like, that's not going to happen. You know, they're going to be beat up sometimes. Like, this is this trans woman is competing in MMA. Her name is Fallon Fox. Now, and she was competing against a biological female, Ashley something. And the biological female beat her ass. But nobody spoke then, you know. Then everyone was happy that the biological woman beat the trans women. So they're not always going to win. But we have to remind ourselves that it is an unfair advantage. Mm. It's like taking steroids, basically. Maybe you're not going to win, but you have an advantage.
You were talking about, you said you had extra testosterone. Somebody said, I thought I saw an Adam's apple. But, I mean, I don't know. I'm sorry about my audience. That same person also wanted to ask, When you, you know how you put the toilet paper on the thing, you know, do you go over or under? And that's a big debate here in the United States. So when you put the toilet...
Is that a metaphor?
No. It's when you put the toilet... when you put the toilet paper in the thing, you know, when you pull it down, do you guys have that in Slovenia? Or, like, you know, you put it on the toilet paper roll holder, you know, where the toilet paper sits on the holder? You guys have that?
Yeah, I just feel like I'm being categorized.
No, you're not being categorized. I'm asking a question that somebody asked. Do you put it where the roll comes over or under? Because that's a big debate.
Over.
Okay. All right.
I don't like people who put it under, for that matter. I just remember those are the same type of people that put pineapple on their pizza and stuff.
All right. Oh, yeah. Pineapple on pizza is the worst. Never, ever should. Ever be on pizza. That's
you're not just saying that because I said it. Right?
No. I have that debate all the time with people, and I also hate. I also hate deep dish pizza. Deep dish pizza is not pizza. That's like lasagna. It's just it's lasagna with sauce on top of it.
What's your take on intermittent fasting? This is one of the ways that you can legitimately, naturally. Spend your lifespan.
I do it all the time. Whenever I'm feeling bad, because I've done a lot of research about it. A lot of animals in the animal kingdom, because you know a lot of people forget we are just evolved smarter animals, and we become soft. But a lot of animals that are sick, they will fast. They will fast. And what happens is that your body starts, the first thing that your body starts doing is eating the bad cells, the fat, all the disease out of your body. And I do it at least 1 to 2 times a week. I do the, I give myself 8 hours out of 24 hours to eat. So I do
eat
the
for 8 hours and then 16 hours. You don't
yes.
eat that fast. Wow. Okay. And besides, there's also some research that if you work out on an empty stomach, your body's going to feel better afterwards, generally speaking, because back in the, you know, when we were hunting and stuff, you were without food for hours upon hours, and then you needed to hunt down a bear. So your body naturally produces a lot of adrenaline when you work out fasted, right? Because in your mind, you know, in your ancient mind, it still believes that, okay, I haven't eaten, like, I really need food. I better get down to being energized and shit. So, yeah, it's interesting. Our body is a lot smarter than we think it is, I think.
Oh, no, I agree with you 100% because, like, we, you know what I've been, you know, see, I don't want anybody to think, like, I'm on this. I mean, we all have our vices or our weaknesses when it comes to eating and being healthy and stuff. But you know, like I'm big on the sprouts now. I've been eating the sprouts. I was reading the benefits of broccoli sprouts, and I'm on the broccoli sprout train right now. Like I love it. I got to tell you, and I'm not trying to be offensive and. But it makes your number twos way better. Like they're not as when you eat a bunch of processed foods and stuff, it's really, really good. And there's a lot of like stuff that happens where it's helping out with cancer. It helps prevent cancer. It helps fight cancer. So you need to look that up. Broccoli sprouts. They say it's one of the best things.
Okay, I'm gonna buy some sprouts. Okay, I'm not gonna lie. I don't know what sprouts are.
So it's like right when they first you know, like their seeds, and once they start sprouting out of the seeds, getting them at when they're, you know, like very at the beginning when they still have the most nutrients.
Yes, yeah. That's one of the most nutritious food you can eat, broccoli sprouts. That's right.
So intermediate, or you do the fasting and stuff. So, you know, you were talking about, you know, opposite genders fighting and stuff. Do you realize that I was the intergender champion of the United States. Like, I was 48-1 against women in boxing.
When?
I mean, right when I first started in radio. I only lost to one woman fighting. I didn't pick the fights. People, because I was real skinny and nerdy, and a lot of the ladies hated me and stuff, so they would... they would sign.
Well, you beat the shit out of them, so there you go.
No, but there was this one woman that she had scoliosis. You know what scoliosis is? Where you got the curvature of the back, like your back's all like messed up and you could barely walk. Well, like she had spit on me. Like she spit on me. Like and so they were like, oh yeah, that was the first woman I fought. And like I folded her like a lawn chair, like with one hit, like it was over. It was like, and then it was just like I fought nothing but women. I was 38-1. They all had to sign. The one woman I lost to was actually the heavyweight champion of the world in female boxing. Her name was Christy Martin. But
yeah, I know her. She fought Layla Ali.
Yeah.
Beat her ass. Mm-hmm.
But I had already fought four women before that, and I had to go in numerous rounds, and in between each round, I had to drink a beer and take a shot of liquor. So I was really drunk at the time. But yeah, she got me there. But yeah, I mean, I had a belt and everything. It was, like I said, 38-1.
Well, congratulations. You know what I don't like, though?
What?
I just saw a video online of a female beating a man in boxing. Now, she was someone who, she wasn't a professional, but she was pretty skilled. And you could just tell the guy had no idea what he's doing in the ring. Like, mm-hmm. He was really an amateur. And then she decided to record it because, of course, she is beating up a man. And to me, you know, and it really got on my nerves because, seriously, you need to fight a guy who doesn't know what he's doing, and you need to do that, and you need to record it and put it online. So I wrote a comment, went straight into the comment section, and I wrote her, that was the weakest move ever. You have no integrity. Because you know what? If you really want to prove that you can beat a man, go and beat someone who trains as much as you or even more and see how that works out. Like, it's such a weak move on her part, and it wasn't impressive. I actually felt pity for her. Like, really, you need to go and fight an average dude knowing you've been training for years. I mean, obviously you're going to beat the shit out of him, but go find someone who's training as much as you. I bet he's going to beat your ass. Probably.
Do you think that men sometimes get the raw end of the stick? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like here in America, like if the cops are called out to a domestic disturbance, and even if the guy did not do anything at all, but the cops, the official or whatever, is going to believe the woman more than anything. Like, if they get called, the guy's either going to jail or told to leave. Do you mm-hmm. think that women take advantage of that sometimes?
Yeah, well, no shit, Sherlock. And it goes beyond that. If she presses charges, she's going to be working with a bunch of social workers who are bitter women who hate men.
Yeah.
A lot of those are social workers. They go to social work, really. And then they create a whole nother story. They take it to a new level. And it's a slippery slope for a guy. He can get into a lot of trouble by doing nothing.
I mean, it does happen here in the United States a lot where, you know, guy could not do anything wrong and he does not get any custody of his children at all. Like the women completely get it. I mean, that's one of the big red flags that I look for, you know, if you're out dating or trying to meet people, if a woman does not have custody of her kids, that's like a big red flag. Like, it's like, okay, what did she do? Because they got to do some really bad stuff not to get custody of their kids.
Mm-hmm. And then also the guy has to pay alimony. Even if they don't have kids, he has to pay her something. And I think it's very ironic. You know how feminists, they say that a woman is independent and every woman have their own stuff and they can have their own money. Yeah, but at the same time, you also want a man to pay you alimony. Because in practicality, you know what that means, right? That means that she cannot take care of herself and she needs a man to take care of her. That, I mean, nothing is nothing is more anti-feminist thing than the alimony. Yet the feminists always promote alimonies. So, like, I mean, pick your poison. You cannot have your cake and eat it too. You cannot be independent and then expect a man to pay you alimony. Am I right?
Yeah, no, I mean, you know what, though? Like, you would definitely be like a unicorn here in the United States. Like, you would, I'm being honest. No, I'm just being honest because it's like, I don't know. I'm not saying all women are like that here in the United States, but I mean, it's just kind of refreshing that you're, you know, kind of,
we're,
you know, preaching the truth
here.
No, we are. I mean, there are different cases, but like in general, though, guys do get the raw end of the deal when it comes to a lot of stuff like that. And it does work both ways. So Erska, while I'm dealing with the hurricane and stuff over here right now, what's the rest of your week looking like?
Which day is it today?
Today's Wednesday. It might be another day for you. Might be Thursday for you.
I think it is Thursday today. Yes.
It's after midnight?
Oh. It's 1:16 a.m.
Yeah, so it's Thursday. You're in the future. How is Thursday going so far?
Well, it is almost 1:30 a.m., so to say I'm boosting with energy would be an overstatement. But Thursday, I don't know. I don't have any plans. I do plan on going to a boxing match. I'm not going to be boxing, obviously. I don't feel like getting my head beat the shit out of. I'm going to be watching and I'm also, consequently,
mm-hmm.
You know what, there's consequences
yeah, mm-hmm.
because of that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where I was going with this. Anyway, sorry about that.
So, all right. So you are, all right. So do you leave the house every single day? Are there days
yes.
where you, okay. All right. Because you said,
can I tell you my morning routine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So every day I leave the house. I do it in the morning. As soon as I wake up, I eat my big ass breakfast and then I go for a 2-hour walk in a forest every single morning.
Wow.
And that gives me a relaxation. I feel like I'm more calm when I drive and everything, you know, it's an amazing morning routine. I love it. Yeah. Every single morning I go to the forest.
What's your big ass breakfast have in it?
6 eggs, 6 whole eggs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't do any of that egg white bullshit then, right? Like you just go like straight eggs. Like you're not doing egg whites where you're removing the yolks.
Why would someone do that?
Because everybody that wants to be healthy, they're always like, you know, I'm taking the yolk out of it and I'm just eating the egg white.
Look, I mean, complain to the chickens. That's how eggs are. I'm going to eat 6 eggs. I don't care. I'm not removing anything. Are
all right, so
me?
6 eggs.
6 eggs, and then 300 grams of oatmeal,
mm-hmm.
and then a banana, and 2 apples, and sometimes I will add another fruit to it. So it's a lot.
Yeah, have you ever seen what, you know, everybody talks about the English breakfast. Like, they eat, like, you know, fried eggs, baked beans, sausage, like it's all over the place.
Yeah, the bacon and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I don't do English breakfasts.
So you eat the eggs, the fruit, the oatmeal. That sounds pretty strong for a morning breakfast. So you go out, 2-hour walk through the woods. Do you ever worry about any wildlife when you're doing that? Like, are there any dangerous wildlife animals in Slovenia?
Yes, they are. We have bears. A bear encounter would be very exciting. Not that I'm hoping for it, but I've never had it before. No.
How big are the bears? We got grizzlies. We got grizzly bears here in the United States. Not here in Florida. We have black bears in Florida. Grizzly bears are more towards the Northwest. What would be the one bear that you would like? I think polar bears would be the scariest bear to.
That I would fight? No,
no.
I would encounter. Fight a kangaroo though.
Oh no 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 no! You don't want. Have you ever seen how shredded and in shape some of these kangaroos can be? I've seen the kangaroo boxing and stuff, but man, they would fuck you up. A kangaroo.
Yeah, I would do boxing and no legs allowed. I think kangaroo for boxing would be a very good opponent. There is a video online where a kangaroo attacked the dog of a man.
Yeah.
Yes. And the man came to the kangaroo and he bitch slapped him. And the kangaroo was like, you know, he was really taken aback. He was looking around like, what the fuck? You know, and it was great. I would love to fight a kangaroo.
You know, polar bears. And polar bears are the one bear that just eats nothing but meat. They only are carnivores. Like grizzlies and black bears, they're omnivores, so eat fruit and stuff like that. But polar bears, man, they are just killing machines.
We haven't offended the vegans yet.
We are made to eat. Like, okay, have you ever, like, on social media, ever heard of that Liver King guy that is always out and about? He just sticks to, like, eating raw meat. Like, he eats raw liver, raw meat.
Ooh, raw.
Yeah, raw. Like, he believes that he lives a primal lifestyle, and he only eats nothing but raw meat. And he doesn't eat vegetables, fiber, or anything. He is just straight carnivore. And he says he doesn't, he sleeps on the floor. Like, he doesn't sleep. Like, he just walks around barefoot, shirtless all the time. He says he doesn't use deodorant. Might shower once a month or whatever. But he lives a primal lifestyle. And he says that's the way that humans should be living.
Definitely doesn't sound like he has a mental illness.
But I mean, if you look at it, you'll have to look him up. Everybody's calling him out though, saying that he's on like steroids and stuff because he's like real jacked and everything. So
he's jacked. You know what I heard? I heard that if your dog has, what is it? An illness, a cancer. Mm-hmm. If your dog has cancer, if you feed him raw meat and only raw meat, he has a way better chance of beating the cancer than taking him to a therapy.
I mean, I do watch, I see a lot of people that do raw diets for their dogs and stuff, but it just seems expensive as hell, though. Like, they're eating, like, great pieces of meat, and I'm like, I'm not going to give this to my dog when I could be eating it myself.
Yeah, I don't know. If I had a dog and he had cancer, if I buy all that meat, I'd probably be like, fuck it, I'm just gonna.
No, you know, just put him down. Put him down. You know, that's what you gotta do. I mean,
I love meat. I love it. I love eating meat. I have a blood type 0.
Yeah. Oh, so, all right. somebody said a kangaroo would smash this girl to the carpet.
Well, I mean, depends on the size of the kangaroo. You know, you have categories. I wouldn't fight someone who's 180.
Yeah.
A kangaroo would have to be 125.
They do that all the time. There used to be, back in the day, they used to do that type of stuff, kangaroo fighting. They would put boxing gloves on the kangaroo.
Are you serious?
No, I'm dead serious. I'll have to send you a clip. I don't know if I can find it right now. My internet's not the best right now with this storm, but yeah, I'll definitely have to send it to you. So, Erska, I'm gonna get out of here. I want to thank you for joining me tonight. And hopefully, was it okay? Give me a rating.
What rating from 1 to 10?
Yeah, 1 to 10 or 1 to 5, whatever.
You know, I'm gonna give you a 10.
Well, I really appreciate that. Tell my audience how they can check out your podcast. I know my appearance on your show is going to be out Friday. How can they find that?
Yeah, so make sure you guys check that out. Yeah, as I said, Captain E's on YouTube. I'm not as big as you quite yet. I'm still growing, but I'm getting there.
What made you want to do this?
Podcast?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was, initially, that was a fitness channel, so I was doing a whole bunch of crazy shit. I did 102 push-ups in a row, guys.
Really? But, I mean, you're also light. You don't have as much weight to push up all the time.
Yeah, I know. Don't tell them that, man. Don't tell them that.
But are you one of those, like, CrossFit type people? Like, are you into the CrossFit, like,
No. But I am very competitive. Like, even at the gym, when I run on track, you know how those people that are on each side of you, they don't know, but we're competing. We're competing. So I'm a champion of, running on track without people knowing we're competing. And I did a fitness channel, and then I decided, I might as well talk. So I started talking. And now it's a channel of everything.
Did you compete in sports like when you were in school and stuff, or like did you like
I,
in school or anything?
well, athletics I wasn't allowed, but yeah, I mean, recreationally, I guess. A little bit.
I see.
Yeah.
I went on your page. I didn't see any of the athletic stuff. I'll have to go back there and check it out. But I'm gonna post all the links to your social media and your
Awesome.
podcast,
Awesome.
in the comments once I upload
Awesome.
this audio, because the audio podcast will be available there. And I do apologize about the technical difficulties earlier, but I'm really happy that you joined me. Okay.
Sure, no worries, man. No
All
worries, man. And
right.
hook me up with some men.
So I mean, we can do an Urska dating game. I'm for real.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
No, I'm telling you, an American, like, see, but like, I don't know, like, you probably would like the Southern men. Like, there's gonna be some Southern men that are just gonna be like, "Hey, Urska, how you doing, Urska? This is Billy Bob. I'm from South Florida. I'm gonna take you down to the Everglades, and we're gonna go hunting for some boa constrictors down here."
I'm down. I don't know what a boa constrictor
Well,
is, but
the
I'm
big
down.
those big snakes, the big, like, they're not native to the state of Florida, but do you know that they have a boa constrictor hunting competition every year? Like, they pay us to hunt boa constrictors, like anacondas,
Oh,
like
yeah.
the big ass
Yeah.
snakes.
What do you do with them when you hunt it down? Do you
You
kill
kill
it or
them,
do
you
you?
shoot them, and you put them in a
Yeah.
bag. Yeah, I mean, some people do eat them, and then we have iguanas down in South Florida as well too. Iguanas are not natural to our state because, well, speaking of hurricanes, a good tie-in. Back in 1992, Hurricane Andrew came through South Florida as a Category 5, and it destroyed a zoo, so a lot of the zoo animals escaped. And they started breeding in
Wow.
the wild in South Florida, so that's why we're overrun by boa constrictors. Like, seriously, the boa constrictors, yeah, pythons. They're pythons.
Nice.
And, like,
Nice.
they're eating alligators right now. They're eating alligators.
So, wait, pythons are eating alligators.
Yes, because they've eaten everything else. Like, they've completely wiped out the ecology in South Florida. So now they're predators of alligators. Like, they're eating alligators. And some of these pythons and stuff have eaten alligators that were too big, and their stomach exploded after they ate them. Like, you would find these pythons and boas that their stomachs just exploded because they swallowed a whole alligator.
I have to come to Florida. You guys sound
Oh,
interesting
we have
down there.
dinosaurs here. We have dinosaurs here. Like, it's like alligator, like, crazy. Like, we have more alligators. Just basically, you have to assume here in the state of Florida, when you're next to a body of water, there's an alligator in it.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So, but Erska, let's do this again. Hopefully I didn't offend you, or hopefully you had a great time. I don't think it's possible to offend you anyways. I think you're actually editing.
You're being very nice and polite. I
No,
like
no,
that.
no, but I could easily if we I got standards and guidelines because I get paid from my YouTube
Yeah.
and Twitch. Trust me, there's a lot of things that I want to say that I really, really can't, because I'll get canceled. The woke culture will cancel me.
Fuck it. Oh, can we curse
Can
on this
curse,
podcast?
fuck, shit,
Okay, good.
Motherfucker.
I mean, I'm new to this, okay? So I don't quite know what I'm doing, but I'm kind of, you know.
What's the worst curse word? Is there any Slovenian curse words that we don't know?
Oh, shit, yeah. I can't believe I'm saying this on podcast. Shit. I'm so, okay, so the worst Slovenian curse word is probably going to be... Pička ti materna.
Whoa. Wait, hold on. Let me hear that again.
Pička ti materna.
And you know what? Give me an idea of what that means. Because, wait a minute. Let me hear it one more time and see if I can guess. Give me. So, I want to hear it one more time.
Pička ti materna. It has something to do with your mother.
Oh, motherfucker. It's motherfucker.
Something like that. Yeah, something like that. But a little bit more rude.
Okay. What about the one word that offends everybody in America? Like, if you really want to offend a woman, I don't know why. They use it in Great Britain all the time. It is the see you next Tuesday word. So if you take the word, you know, like, see you next N Tuesday, cunt. Cunt is the one word that offends women big time here in the United States.
Women. Okay.
It is. One of the biggest arguments I ever got into when I was married, I call another woman that, and it was bad. It was bad, bad, bad. Horrible.
Yeah. I mean, okay, but then if a feminist says that, then you just ask her, okay, but what is a woman? And then she said, well, there's no such thing as a woman. And then you say, okay, then.
you would be a great American, I got to tell you.
No, people would hate me. Trust me. I was talking to someone who believed that there's no such thing as gender and there's no such thing as race. And then she went on talking about how, you know, the ancestor and we're profiting from the white privilege. And then I said, okay, but then I can just identify myself as a black person and won't have to deal with it.
Okay.
You know, it's fair to say that, right? Like, I can identify myself as anything. And if I'm being misogynist as a man, I can then identify myself as a female. Or if I have toxic masculinity, then I can identify as a female, and then I won't have toxic masculinity anymore.
You know what? We need to do a Patreon show. We need to definitely do a Patreon show that is, because if you don't know what Patreon is, it's a subscription type streaming platform that has no rules. You can say whatever you want to say. Like, you don't have to worry about anything. So I may have to fire that up sometime and have you on as a guest, because I would really like to hear you let it rip a little bit just to see what's on your mind.
Yeah, just don't. Yeah. I mean, I can say that now when it's a small channel, you know, like if you get big,
you won't be able to, because you'll have too much attention.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll have to get more politically correct sooner or later. And I'm getting ready, you know, I'm getting ready to do it.
All right, Urska. Well, I really appreciate you coming on the show, and let's do this again, okay?
Deal, man. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, Urska. Have a great one, and if you need anything, always feel free to reach out, okay?
All right. Have fun during the hurricane.
I will. Woo! Bye.